Before you kids go to Kids Zone, I want to get a report on Ellie.
Ellie's doing great.
Tell them what Ellie had. Some of them didn't read their email.
Oh, okay. Ellie, do you want me to hold it? You got it? All right, I'll do it. Ellie, some of you who may not know, she was born with a severe cleft palate and lip. She's had a handful of surgeries starting when she was just a few months old. The latest of which was last Thursday at Children's Hospital up in Atlanta, Scottish Rite, and she did great. It was a bone graft and a lot of you, I mean, you can't really tell. She has a little scarring right there, but you can't really tell much was wrong with her. Wrong is a weird word, but different with her. But they took a chip of bone out of her hip right about here and put that little triangular piece of bone right there to bridge the gap where there was no bone after they pulled the cleft together so that, excuse me, I'm sorry, I had a granola bar for breakfast and granola kind of upsets my stomach. Sorry. I'll just stand here, Dusty, how's that? So anyway, so now her permanent tooth in that area will have something to grow into and through. So once that heals up, but she's doing great. She had a rough first night with the anesthesia and stuff, but she's doing great. She has her Strickland appetite back in full force. It's all soft foods like macaroni and cheese and ice cream and mashed potatoes and smoothies and poor thing. But she's doing great. She's not here this morning because the swelling, they said, would start in 3 or 4 days, and it started in force. And her mom said that the right side of her face kind of looks like Buddy Hackett on this side. Those of you over 40 know who I'm talking about. So, but she's doing fine. She just moves around a little slowly and everything. And we appreciate all the prayers, because there were a bunch of prayers. So thank you for praying for our daughter.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right. One other thing before you kids leave. Lynn, I want you to say, I know this isn't your thing, being in front of people and all that stuff, but you gave me a testimony this morning, and we've been praying, and people got to hear this.
My sister's been going through chemo for the last 4 months for lung cancer, and when we went Thursday, it was gone.
Just... like for you to hear those things, what God does when we pray, He releases His power. Let's thank the Lord right now for those two answers to prayer. Lord, we praise Your name. You have come through for us again and again and again. And we bless Your name. You're the only one to be praised for these answers to prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on up here. Come on up here. We're going to show you today. If I'm the Nigerian Johnny Cash, CY is the American what? Brad Pitt?
That was great.
Hold this. Amen. We didn't coordinate this today, but it is nice to see the swap. The swap. And I told him he's fooled several people this past week. They really thought he was an American. several times. Yes, sir? this is a gift from CY and his wife, a black suit. So and when I come back to Nigeria, I am not wearing this when I go anywhere. No matter what Uncle Clement says, I'm not wearing the tie anymore. It was killing me over there. Several of you have asked questions. In fact, you've asked a lot of questions, and I can answer those questions for you part of the way. But I thought it would be good today
This is CY's last Sunday, as Brother Dane said, with us. The time has just clicked on by. We've had wonderful experiences together. But I want him to answer some of these questions for you. I know we answered some a couple of weeks ago, but these are specific ones that a number of you have been curious about, and I want to give him a chance so you could hear it in his words. But the first is this. Now, people have asked me, see why. What is life like, you know, like where you live on a daily basis? What are things going on? What is it like?
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Yeah, I think the church is coming up.
Amen. Amen.
I think we can do something more better. Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Good. I can now see you are no more in the mortuary, but in the sanctuary. Amen. All right. Running straight to your question. Life in Nigeria. Life in Imo State. Life in my community. I think I will not stretch it so much as one, God has called for rural ministry, and at the same time, I live in a rural community. I think I have to say a little of what is happening within the rural setup of Nigerian context. Amen. All right, generally, life is below average. If I should compare what I have experienced within my 3-week stay here in the state and what I have experienced for more than 40 years or close to 40 years in my area, I think I'll be tempted to say, let me remain permanent here. Now, when we talk about life in our area, you don't talk about good roads. There, we can only have opportunity of moving around only during dry season in our own context. But during the rainy season, we are like people in the prison. Because no good road to move. No mobility to move under that condition. Two, that is one part. In terms of making life very easy as it is here, it is not like that in our area. Notwithstanding that when some of us are coming up, we dress fine, look as if we are okay. I think that is just pretense. Because I know if I look like a typical rural man, to be here, many of you will run. So when I go back to Nigeria from tomorrow, I don't pray that life will remain the same. Let there be a little change. But definitely, I am going to be a local man. Local man in the sense that sometimes people will eat in the morning and then find it very difficult to eat in the afternoon. This is life there. Sometimes people will find it very difficult to have their children trained to schools. Sometimes, or if not always, here we can see jobs from one corner to another. But it is not like that. In fact, my rural community or the state is predominantly filled up with people without anything to do in order to earn a living. Not that they are lazy to do something, but because there is no opportunity. So life, like I said, generally life is very poor. Let me use that language. Mm-hmm. Okay. Life is very poor. And if life is very poor, for example, if I go back to Nigeria from tomorrow, at least I know that for sure people will begin to cluster around me just to make sure they have something from me. Because since it has been, see why I traveled to United States, they believe something good is coming from me. And my house will be clustered with people who are looking for one thing or the other. And I don't know what I would tell them if I go back. So life is generally very poor in Nigeria, and we covet your assistance in any way you can do. Thank you.
Another question is probably the top, well, it's in the top two or three questions that people have asked. Now you've been here a few weeks. What are a couple of things that just surprised you about the United States? You know, people have asked you this a lot, yeah, personally. So what do you like? What stands out? You've had time to think about that.
Thank you. I think that is one of the jump questions I am expecting. Well, let me start from Atlanta Airport. Amen. Yeah, the international airport in Nigeria, and that I know Atlanta is a local airport, if I'm correct. The international airport there in Nigeria and that of Atlanta are not the same. So I still want to give Ratio Airport an international standard more than what we have there. Two, like I said the other my first day of preaching, I can see good road network. I think I want to believe, and that's the simple truth, that since I came to Savannah for the past 3 weeks, I've never set my foot on an ordinary ground or soil. Maybe from air-conditioned building to air-conditioned car, from air-conditioned car to air-conditioned restaurant, from there again, back home. And if you can see, the condition has actually made my color to have a little brightness.
Brad Pitt.
So that is condition here. Also, I can see law and order in the state. This is a place where people respect the norms of the community or the state. This is a place where people obey traffic signs even without nobody asking them to obey. This is a place where people do not want to involve with the government problem. And they give the government their own way and go their own way. I've equally seen the state as a place that life is made easy. Life made easy for the people. Only when you have your money or your cash, like in Nigeria. This is a place, I want to even say that food here is in a very large quantity than the population. Yes, I think I'm not missing words. With my little experiences within these 3 days. So I have a lot of good things to say concerning the state. But I want to throw this as a challenge of what I have experienced also here. I've been able to visit 1, 2, 3 churches, and I found out that here you give God time for worship and not God giving you time for worship. I think that's a bad one.
Say it again. I don't think they got it. Say it again.
So here in this state, you are interested in God is only but 1 hour. And anything outside that 1 hour, I will go. But in Nigeria, we allow God to give us time to worship him. So that is one area I have seen we are not doing well here. We must give God. We must allow God to give us the time to worship Him, and not we dictating for God. The second thing I understand is, if we can give 50% obedience to the word of God, like we give 100% obedience to the law of the state, heaven will be your limit.
Amen.
You understanding me?
Amen.
If we here can give God 50% obedience concerning the law and the word of God, like you do 100% to the law of the state, heaven will be our limit. Mm-hmm. Let me stop here.
Man, that's great. Now, you're going back tomorrow. We're still working out some details on the micro business, on discipleship, as CY has shared with you. He meets with a group of about 30 guys, pastors and others, on a weekly basis that he's been discipling. He'll be going into a revival meeting, an evangelistic meeting. He actually gets back to Yagua on Wednesday. It'll take him that long to get back to Yagua, his hometown. And then Thursday, he starts this meeting, which is about an hour away. And so his wife will have about that much time with him when he gets back. He's an evangelist. He's a businessman. But one of the things he's going to do when he gets back is to begin this micro-business training, continue his evangelistic meetings, all that he does. He has several positions there in the denomination, but also begin plans for planting a church over there. So, I just wanted you to share with the people, how can we, knowing all of that, and there are a lot of unknowns in all of that, how can we pray for you? Because there are some people here that are going to be praying for you every day. They've got pictures of you. And by the way, if you didn't get a picture made with CY today, make sure you do that today. Because every one of you got a camera on your phone, you know. Get a picture so you can pray for him. But how can we pray for you?
Thank you, sir. Work is great, but the laborers are few. Your prayers for me will be on three stages. One, you got to pray that God will give us the strength, the vision, the idea, the wisdom to break through. You also have to pray for provisions. Like, I've been able to talk to some people within the week or the weeks. Actually, there are people, their problem is not even the word of God. They've heard it and can preach it even more than you yourself. But a poverty level has not been touched. And that is the area where I said, if you are praying for me, you must pray for provision. Mm-hmm. Like what we'll do as we go. For example, the one you talked about that will commence on Thursday. When I was speaking with my wife 3 days ago, I said, please get me a few bags of rice, because I am going to go along with it. Because sometimes people will come, hear the word of God, psychologically you know that there are people who are there that their problem is not even prayers, but their problem is physical food. And when you offer such to them, you see them returning prayers back to you. Instead of you praying for them, they will not be praying for you. So we don't only minister with the word of God, we equally minister with material things. So that is another area you I need your prayers seriously. And I need your support and assistance also. Mm-hmm. Then the next area, like you talked about the microfinance. Actually, the microfinance business is partly in existence over there. For example, people who can be able to contribute a little within the week or within the month have always been gathering. Maybe when they gather this week, whatsoever they collected, they will hand it over to an individual to run business. But that is good. But what I am thinking right now is, what about those that have nothing to start with? Mm-hmm. And this is where I pray that the micro business training I have traveled all the way from Nigeria to USF to acquire that knowledge will work up more. If today, if I can gather people and say, I am coming for a business seminar, I am teaching you on how to be self-sufficient, how to take care of yourself, after hearing all the teachings with our local way of doing things, because what exists here may not be exactly what will exist there. No matter what I have acquired here, I'll still narrow it down to our own level and condition of operation there. But people, almost 80% of what I am going to teach this business will almost, you understand the sign? when they look at me, what they're expecting is, Oga, how much are you borrowing us to start up? I think that will make more impact. Mm-hmm. And maybe after teaching, putting some logistics on ground, and I'll say, okay, you come and have $100. Just as a minimum. That will make the teaching more effective in Nigeria. And again, I am not only going to teach people to move into business like I was discussing with you. I will equally focus on people within that I will still use to establish the church.
Yeah, that's right.
It may not necessarily mean I am going to share this money if I have it to unbelievers that will go tomorrow use it for hotels and all those rubbish now. But we are going to use it on those that when we not impact their lives spiritually and financially, they will equally help to continue the gospel message directly or indirectly. Mm-hmm. But the problem now is, I don't know how many dollars I'm going with to start practically. So you will tell me before the end of the message. Amen. If you believe that, shout a big amen.
Amen.
All right. Like I said, and I've told you, I'm not hiding anything to you for you. I have a discipleship program going on, as if I knew that such offer will come. That was something I showed you in my Bible the other time. Last year, we have a kind of what we called Christ Ambassadors Faithful Organization. Christ Ambassadors Faithful Organization, Chris Famu. And they made me the president of that association. So this association is indirectly want to move into as an NGO that will equally be sourcing for funds to assist people. So I think that is why I believe that my coming up to the state right now is purely divine. It's purely divine because this is a way of reaching out. So these are part of the projects we have. Then on the church planting issue, now Sycamore Church, I want to ask, because it is not only you that will be asking me questions. Let me now throw a little one. Should I? Now, my question now is this church, are you sending me back to Nigeria to be your representative as a mission supporter, or am I going to continue Sycamore Church in Nigeria?
Amen.
Because one thing is to decide to be a mission supporter. And another thing is to say, all right, we are seeing Nigeria as our home mission field, and we are moving into Nigeria with Savannah Church.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
All right. And if that is what you want, I think we still need to sit down, work out issues or modalities on how to realize this goal.
Amen.
Because I wouldn't want you people to see me as those Nigerians. You know? And I wouldn't want to do anything that will give my brother, my ambassador, a wrong name. Because I am still believing he is my linking bridge here. So yes, I must make sure things remain as we discussed. So that even if you are doing whatsoever you want to do, you will do it with every bit of confidence. And that is me. Anything I will not do, like I told you the other time, I said, I don't believe in talking too much, but I believe in what I can, what you can see me doing. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to tell me that, so that I will not know where to start, so that, because in the next 6 months, in the next 3 months, you may want to report. But if you send me back home without any condition or outlined programs, you may not get a favorable report. All right? Because you must have something to say, see why. See why. You know, that's how you call it. Good. You must have something to lay upon before you now begin to judge my performances in Nigeria.
Amen.
So I pray that before 4 o'clock tomorrow, 4 p.m. tomorrow, you'll be able to tell me where I am going and where I'm not going. If possible, you can still change the date of my going until you tell me what I'm going to do. Thank you, sir.
The microfinance, I don't know if you... the microbusiness, one of the things that we see in Nigeria that CY didn't mention is that is the prime reason why we thought of him at the beginning was we send money. Many mission organizations send money. And what he's talking about is having some startup money to begin with, so that those things can begin in a community. Not just sending money for to provide fish for people, but to send training and startup money so that people can learn to fish, so they can be trained in business. As he does this, as he goes with the evangelistic meetings, it's a both and. As the Lord put this on my heart months ago, and I called Dr. Carey, the whole reason why we brought CY here was that I kept seeing his face when I heard this idea about microbusiness, microfinance. Because a lot of these communities, the people, they're willing, they just don't know how. Don't know how to begin a business. Like one man in one community wanted to start a taxi business. We didn't have the money to do that. Well, my friend, Gary Clark, who has been to Ghana several times, and this is where this took place, there they put together this this like savings association from the village. Well, eventually they had enough money as people contributed that. They loaned this man the money. He bought a taxi. 90 days later, he had paid the money back. 90 days after that, he had bought two more taxis and he employed two more people. And he was tithing at his local church, plus these other two people were tithing at their local church. That's why we're interested in this. The gospel is redemption and lift. Lifting that standard of it. You know, he's talking about the rice, taking the rice, putting food in somebody's belly makes them able to hear the gospel much more clearly. And as we're working out the details, and I'm not going to stand here and tell you that we've got all the details worked out about church planting, but God has given us a vision of planting churches. We have helped churches in several different areas be planted. I believe God has given us that opportunity with CY. Now, we got to work out some details for how to do that. Just how to do that. I'm not going to stand here and say to you we've got all those details worked out, because we haven't, not yet. But we're working on it, and we need your prayers in that. That's what I want you to hear this from Him so you could begin praying about this. I know some of these things you've already been praying about. All right, CY, there's one other thing I want to ask you. One final question, and then we're going to pray for you. You experience a lot of spiritual warfare there in Nigeria. How can we pray for you in that regard?
All right. Praying for me on that regard concerning the spiritual warfare in Nigeria. Yes, I know that we are not battling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, both in the lower and higher. Even though the scripture says higher places, there are still principalities now at the lower. So, all these things, I covet your prayers. Actually, I covet your prayers. I need it seriously. We need it over there. More especially, as we go. Some of you were talking about the northern and the Muslim areas. Sometimes when we are going, we only go by faith. And sometimes you may set up your evangelistic equipment to start up the program, and before you know it, demonic attack from the other aspect. It is not an issue of releasing gun or shooting. It is either in that situation you pack whatsoever you have prepared to preach and do what? Go. Because I wouldn't want to die for now when the work in my hand God has given me. I will not die because I want to save you when there are hundreds of people I can be able to save here while alive. So I will use wisdom, leave you, and go to where the message will be fruitful. So you are going to pray for us that God will arrest those enemies. Not we arresting them, but God arresting them. Secondly, you are going to pray that God will touch our government, our leaders, to have effective conflict resolution program. Because I know that if we have effective conflict resolution program, some of those hazards will be a little bit minimized. Then, apart from the physical attack, all I know is that the scripture says right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And it is the violent man who take the kingdom by force. But here right now, we're not going to talk about being violent physically, but that God will make us violent spiritually. At least give us the power, give us the anointing, and give us the word. You know, one thing is to preach the scripture without power. But when you preach the scripture with power, signs and wonders will begin to happen.
Amen.
And then you help us pray again that God will touch the leaders. There are people who take the oppression. They will plot, they will decide, and they will send forth. It is not even the people that are coming for that attack matters. But the people sitting in their home, like Oga is sitting there, he is there operating his computer. Is that not true? And all he is doing there, manipulating there, is showing here. So for us now to pray that every attack here should stop means we must go down to the root.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we are going to pray that say, God, let every root of demonic oppression in Nigeria be uprooted.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. See why I want you to come and stand right here. Stand right here. And we want to lay hands on you and pray for you. If you'd like to come right now and lay hands on CY. Now, you've heard his heart today. The questions I've asked him, he shared with you his prayer need. He shared with you a challenge, several challenges today. I think you know CY's heart. He's been honest with you today. So I'm going to anoint him, and then if you have a word you want to pray, no long thing, a word God puts on your heart for CY today, that I want you to speak it out for him. Anoint you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And right now, we listen to the Lord as he speaks over you, CY. Couple of things, see why the Lord's put on my heart to pray for you. One is, I believe there's another spiritual gift that he either wants to give you or enhance in your life. So, God, I'm asking you for your revelation in that you will impart to my brother. Because, Lord, we stood here and prayed the other day, and Lord, I believe you changed something in the heavenlies. But it wasn't just for us here. It was for CY in Nigeria. And Lord, you've turned a corner with us, Lord, and we bless you for that. Lord, I'm asking you for power. I'm asking you for strength, for wisdom and knowledge. I'm asking you, Lord, that you will baptize CY afresh in the Holy Spirit. Lord, as he goes, whatever he puts his hand to, Lord, this is a big call. This is a lot of things going on that he's going to have his hand on when he gets back home. God, I'm asking you for your direction. Lord, I'm asking you as we pray for provision. And Lord, I'm praying that you will open up people's hearts, that they will provide that provision. Lord, that you are putting on their hearts today. We bless you. Now, Lord, I'm asking you that you'll guard his mind and his heart, that you'll protect him from the wiles of the evil one. Lord, that the voices that are there that he doesn't need to listen to, Lord, that you'll X those out, that he'll be able to recognize when the evil one is afoot in his life. And Lord, I pray you will go before him. Bless his wife, Cynthia. Lord, bless his two children. God, today, give to them all that they need today. Today. And Lord, for this meeting coming up, Lord, later this week, I'm asking you to open up the windows of heaven and let the glory, let the salvation, let the fullness of the Spirit come. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And our custom is to ask you, do you receive these prayers? All right. We're gonna pray one more prayer in just a moment, but y'all can take your seats. Sit down right over here. See why? Sit down right there. Don't go very far, because we have one more testimony we want to share. James, are you here? While we're waiting on James, I want to thank you for you've given computers, cell phones. Somebody brought a Kindle today. That there is going to be one Happy Clement Amati when he gets his Kindle Fire HD. That is just going to be a great thing. And you be praying for those suitcases to get through customs, okay? For CY. At the back, Brother Dale, stand up, Dale, with the orange shirt on. He's going to be, come on up here, Jane. Get Doug and y'all come on up here. He's going to be standing at the back with a basket there. If you have other things that you've brought, you want to bring, you put them in that basket. If you would like to invest in this ministry that we're talking about, you can put it in that basket, okay? Find it, a check, cash, in that, and Dale will be standing there to receive that when we leave. Y'all come on over here. All right, James, who's this you got with you?
Tell him your name.
Doug.
this is Doug, and he's been coming to Life Group with us for a month, maybe 4 weeks, 5 weeks, maybe that long. You want to tell him what the Lord's done in your life?
I've come to a strict realization that I thought I knew God. I knew nothing. I lost my job for almost 2 weeks because I've gotten a car accident. I've been with the company 15 years. Didn't realize I'd lose my job that quick. And I went and talked to James one day, and you know, to help me understand, you know, how it is to be out of work. I've never been out of work. And he just came in. I mean, I don't know what happened. I can't explain it.
Who came in?
God.
Amen.
And I want to kind of tell you the story here a little bit. Y'all, for the most of you know who Clee Sellers is, but I'm going to make this story as short as possible. But he works at, is it Anytime Fitness? Yeah. Anytime Fitness, right off of Ferguson Avenue, if you know where I'm talking about. But Doug works right across the street, and the owner of the building that he works in also owns the Anytime Fitness building. Well, anyway, Clee was really struggling with whether God was using his prayers or using him at his job at all. Well, he and a couple that he met through the course of that work decided they were just going to start praying for that area geographically and the people that were there. Well, Clee happened to come to Life Group because he was struggling with something, and it was the second time Doug had been there, and we were reading the scripture about people breaking bread together and sharing life together and God adding to their number daily. Not through somebody, you know, pushing a Bible or a tract in their face and saying, believe or you go to hell. Just being the hands and feet of Christ right where you are. And as Clee was talking, Doug said, I knew you from somewhere. And he had seen him. Just, you know, through the course of business, Anytime Fitness. So, you know, a lot of times we take that stuff for granted, but only God could have orchestrated that. Clee's only ever been to our Life Group one time. And so if you think what you're doing at work doesn't make a difference, here's your sign.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to be baptizing Doug, and we bless the Lord for that. And let's just praise the Lord right now. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for answering Clee's prayers. Lord, you were doing something specifically. Lord, right there in that geographic area, your blessing came, and we thank you. Now, Lord, we're praying that same blessing of our prayers as we go through Savannah, as CY goes back to Nigeria, that wherever we walk, Lord, wherever we go will be the power of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We'd like to get those cards from you today. If you have an offering to bring, baskets are here and in the back to bring your cards, bring your offering. And if you have a gift you want to invest in this Sycamore connection in Nigeria, put it in that other basket that Dale's going to be holding back there. So see why I come up here one more time. Every week I send out the body. We're going to send you out right now. Lord,
You have given us the call to be your people wherever we are, on mission, through your power. I'm asking you today that you will send us out in power, that you will send out CY in your power, in your strength, to be your man, Lord, wherever he goes. Lord, may your power be upon him. May souls come to Jesus. May people be renewed. May there be healing, Lord, and restoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Go in grace. Come on, CY.
I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Never fail.